Un saludo a todas, a todos y a todos quienes están aquí presentes. I come from one of the most biodiverse and beautiful countries in the world. I come from a land of enormous mountains, vast forests, and unique wetlands that extend from north to south and connect hundreds of cultures, memories, knowledge, and dreams. I come from a country full of rivers that run like veins of a continent historically exploited, but still alive and beating. Many of them are dying due to mining, deforestation, and an armed conflict that has lasted for more than 50 years and still ongoing. A land exploited, bled dry, impoverished, and denied by foreign powers that come to colonize our bodies, our territories, and our lives. I also come from the second most dangerous country to be an environmental defender. Nevertheless, in my country, the women, the peasants, and indigenous peoples are leading now amazing and inspiring initiatives for change. There, the people stand up with a dignified rage or a digna rabia and say they will no longer talk about us without us. So, with my heart, my memories, and my roots grounded in Colombia, I'm here today representing the voice of those who are not here but taught me the value of life, reconciliation, resilience, and a collective hour for powerful changes. Because without them, I wouldn't be here today. Everything we do has a collective root and a collective impact. The things we do are not only the result of individual actions, but rather collective efforts. Indeed, the resources and privileges enjoyed by the so-called developed industrialized countries are at the expense of the exploitation of our territories in Latin America, Africa, and Asia, and at the expense of exploited migrants in the so-called Global North. I would like to draw your attention especially to something that is happening in Colombia and is directly related with the crisis, the energy crisis that Germany is living right now. Germany wants to reduce its reliance on Russian gas by importing coal from the biggest open-cost coal mine in Latin America, El Cerrejón, located in Colombia. Social leaders are actually campaigning to stop the mining company. Many communities have already had to move away because of the shortage of water, since the rivers and streams are polluted or have dried up. Their food security is also compromised, as well as the security of environmental defenders whose life is under threat because of raising their voices against these and other mining projects in our countries. So if Germany claims to be a climate change advocate, why is it buying coal that comes from human rights violations and death in Colombia? Additionally, new energy sources such as hydrogen are up for negotiations between Germany and our countries, and it is urgent to discuss under what conditions these projects will be carried out, and to what extent these projects reproduce the same power relationships that have historically affected our projects by extractivist projects. I ask you then, to what extent these new energy, green and clean sources reproduce the same power relationships between Latin America, Africa, Asia, and the European countries? And what can the youth and what can the social movements do here to put the spotlight on it and to push the agenda forward? I believe that our struggles and mobilizations must be connected, since our problems are also intertwined. Therefore, a climate activism has to be decolonial, against patriarchy, racism, casteism, and has to claim for a climate justice, social equity, human rights, and sovereignty. It is essential to claim. It is essential to claim for an activism where all living beings matter, and not just the human lives. A social movement that puts the life at the center of the politics and connect networks that weighs with the wisdom of indigenous women, the strength of women, the indigenous people's wisdom, and the inspiration of forests and all the living systems that regenerate and flourish from cooperation. Undoubtedly, we're facing a crisis that demands radical changes, but especially demands us to reconnect with life. The system makes us think that there is no hope, that we're doing no work. However, the solidarity, cooperation, and resilience mobilizes the enormous power that we have to stand up for a change and actually make it happen. Finish, I think we all have a role to play, and we all have the power to collectively help each other to flourish. So I would like you to consider organizing the yoga strikes, creating a network with migrants, friends, and colleagues to go beyond your comfort zone. To create safe spaces for everyone, and to act collectively and not just individually in order to build transformative paths for a different and dignified future for all. Gracias.